Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Bunny, the pimp comic. And I want to do G Money Sports Report. Let's talk basketball. Yes, we got basketball we're going to talk about today. And we're going to start off with the NBA. Let's start off with the standings of the top 10 teams in the NBA. Okay, DJ, let's talk with the NBA, the top 10 teams in the NBA. Let's start with the Eastern Conference first.
Okay, so I'll do the top 10 teams in each conference. In the Eastern Conference,
okay.
Number one is the Boston Celtics. Number two is in second place is Cleveland Cavaliers. In third place, it's the Milwaukee Bucks. In fourth place, it's the New York Knicks. In fifth place, Orlando Magic. In sixth place, Philadelphia 76ers. In seventh place, the Indiana Pacers. In eighth place, it's the Miami Heat. In ninth place, the Chicago Bulls. And in 10th place, it's the Atlanta Hawks. In the Western Conference, in first place, it's the Denver Nuggets. Second place, Oklahoma City Thunder. Third place, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the LA Clippers. In fifth place, the New Orleans Pelicans. In sixth place, it's the Sacramento Kings. In seventh place, the Phoenix Suns. In eighth place, the Dallas Mavericks. In ninth place, the LA Lakers. And in 10th place, it's the Golden State Warriors.
Wow, that's interesting. The Eastern Conference is really showing up and showing out. They got a lot of teams that have moved up in the Eastern Conference, and they're making their presence known. All right. And the Western Conference looks basically about the same. The Denver Nuggets are the defending world champions. So they're moving right up to the number one spot. So they're trying to finish on top in the Western Conference. So that's where they ended up last year as the number one team in the NBA. So now they've moved up to the number one team. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, I'm really surprised. Last year they were about ninth place. And this year they're number two in the Western Conference. Whoa-wee, how about that for the NBA? And we have, who else is upsetting us right now? We have, the Lakers are in eighth place. They're at the bottom. And the Golden State Nuggets, actually the Lakers are in ninth place. And the Golden State Warriors are in 10th place in the Western Conference. So it's the, what teams have stood out in the West? Oh, the Pelicans. The Pelicans are up there. The New Orleans Pelicans are like in fifth or sixth place. They're usually on the bottom, but they've come back. And the what's the name of that team? The San Antonio Spurs are still at the bottom. It wasn't San Antonio. What's that other Texas team? The Miami Heat. That's what we were talking about. Miami Heat is up there in the top 10 in the Western Conference. They're doing really well. All right. And in the Eastern Conference, I want to talk about the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks. Oh, man, they're playing outstanding. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing good, too. And the Indiana Pacers are up there. And the Atlanta Hawks are even up there. So it looks good. NBA is really starting to fall into place. I'm liking all the teams that I see in the top 10 in the Eastern Conference and the top 10 in the Western Conference. So they're looking good. Oh, yeah, they're looking really good. And the Dallas Mavericks are even looking good. They're in the middle of the pack, so they're moving up too. All right. Well, I didn't hear about the Sacramento Kings. Where are they, DJ, in the Western Conference? Where are the Sacramento Kings? Because I heard about the Los Angeles Clippers, but where are the Kings?
Kings are in sixth place in the Western Conference.
Oh, they're in sixth place. Oh, they're right below the New York Knicks? What? They're below
the Knicks are in the Eastern Conference. In fourth place, it's the Clippers. In fifth place, it's the Pelicans. And then in sixth place, it's the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, the Pelicans are what's up there that I'm not used to being in the top five. Okay, the Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans are stepping up this year. All right. That's cool. And the New York Knicks, yeah, they were in like seventh place last year about this time. And this year they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference. They're in fourth place.
Right.
Wow. That means they're ahead of the Philadelphia 76ers. Wow. They made a move this year. Okay. And where are the New Jersey Nets? I didn't hear their name in the top 10. Where are the Nets at?
That's because they are
Number 11 in the Eastern Conference.
Ooh, they're toward the bottom. Ooh, that doesn't look good for New Jersey Nets. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. Oh, well, they got the New York Knicks that stepped up, so they will be playing in the place of the New Jersey Nets. And what about the Phoenix Suns are in the Western Conference. What about the Miami Heat? What place are they in? And I think they're in the Western Conference too, right?
No, they're in the Eastern Conference, and they're in eighth place.
Oh, they're in eighth place. Okay, they're still down at the bottom. Okay, I thought they were going to make a run for it since they almost made it in the playoffs last year. But, okay, well, it sounds like the teams are jockeying for a position. They're all trying to move up in their standings. So it looks like we're going to have a change of playoff positions this year. We'll have to see what's going to happen. All right, well, that's G-Money Sports Report, the NBA. Okay, now let's talk college basketball. Let's talk about the last 20 tournaments in college basketball. We kind of left off with them last week on Tuesday. So what's going on with college basketball now? Give me the top five in each tournament, in each division, in each league.
Well, what I can do is standings. Okay. So I think we left off last week with, I think we did the Big 12, we did the Big East, we did Big Sky, we did Big South, we did Big 10, we did Big West. I think that, yeah, the last one we did was Big West. So the next conference is the CAA, also known as the Coastal Athletic Association, in first place. In rank number one is the College of Charleston. Number two is Drexel. Number three is UNCW.
UNCW.
I would imagine that's the University of University of North Carolina at Wilmington. That's what that is.
Oh. Okay.
They're in Hofstra is in fourth place, and Townsend is in fifth place.
What was the fourth place?
Hofstra, H-O-F-T-R-A, Hofstra.
Hofstra, okay. Where is
Hofstra?
Yeah, where is Hofstra?
Where is that?
I don't recognize. Yeah, what state is that in?
Hofstra University is in Hempstead, New York. It's a private university in Hempstead, New York.
Oh, they got a team that made it to the tournament. Oh, and what's the name of this division, this conference?
This is the Coastal Atlantic Association.
Oh, it's Coastal, the Atlantic
Coastal Athletic, Coastal Athletic Association.
Okay. The CAA. Oh, okay. That's why they have Hofstra in their tournament. That's the East Coast team. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And what about the fifth place team in that conference? What was that name?
Towson, T-O-W-S-O-N, Towson. And Towson University is in Towson, Maryland.
Oh, it's on the East Coast in Maryland. Okay. Well, one is in New York that I've never heard about, and the other one's in Maryland, in Baltimore, well, in Maryland. Okay. Well, we're going to have to keep our eye on those two teams to see if they pop up in the NCAA tournament. Okay. Next conference.
Oh, by the way, the College of Charleston won that tournament. So they're moving on to the March Madness bracket.
College of Charleston?
Yeah, they were in first place. They say that again?
Is that North Carolina, Charleston?
I guess it's either that or Charleston, Virginia. Let's see. College of Charleston. South Carolina. South Carolina.
Oh, okay. A South Carolina team made the tournament. Uh-oh. What's going on?
They won the tournament. They didn't just make the tournament, they won the tournament.
Oh, they won the tournament. What was their record? Do you have that information?
They were,
can you jump? What was their record in the league?
They ended up with 15-3. So they were number one in their conference, and they won the conference tournament.
Oh, okay. Charleston. What's the name of that whole team? What college? South Carolina, Charleston. The University
College of Charleston.
College of Charleston. South Carolina.
Right. They're in South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay. College of Charleston in South Carolina stepped up and won the tournament. Oh, we should be hearing a lot about them in the NCAA tournament. That should be a team to watch for sure. Okay. I have to make a note of that. Charleston, South Carolina. Okay. All right. The next tournament or the next conference.
Next one is Conference USA. Let's see. Conference USA. Let's see if I can find their bracket information. Okay, so they're still in the process of their tournament. So I can just tell you that number one was Sam Houston. Number two is Louisiana Tech. Number three is Western Kentucky. Number four is Liberty University. I think, or College of Liberty. Number five is UTEP. And I don't know. Let's see, who's UTEP?
UTEP, University of Eastern Texas.
University of Texas at El Paso.
El Paso, yeah. I knew
right.
It sounded like a Texas team. Well, that's okay. So how are they situated in the tournament? What position are they in?
So UTEP is, well, so I'll just tell you, so they're about halfway through their conference tournament.
Okay.
And so Sam Houston, who's number one, is waiting. They are waiting to see who wins the game between UTEP and Liberty. Liberty is in fifth place, Liberty's in fourth place, and UTEP is in fifth place. They're playing each other today. And the winner of that game plays conference leader Sam Houston University. And the winner of that game, plays the winner of whoever is going to play Middle Tennessee, who's currently in sixth place, and who wins the game between Western Kentucky and New Mexico State. So they're basically just right in the middle of their tournament, and anybody could win is bottom line.
Yeah. What
just
school
about
is
anybody
Sam,
could win.
Yeah, what school, what state is Sam whatever.
Sam Houston?
What school are they? Sam Houston? Is that their name?
Yeah.
Sam Houston? Okay, so I guess they're from Houston, Texas then.
Sam Houston State University is in Huntsville, Texas. Apparently the person Sam Houston used to be a governor or something, a statesman.
Oh.
In
so
Texas.
They named
but anyway,
the
college yeah.
after him.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Sam Houston might possibly make the tournament if they can win a few more games in their tournament now. Okay.
Well,
so, yeah,
they're poised. I mean, because they're in first place, they're automatically in the semifinals. And so, you know, well, actually, that's not. They're automatically in the quarterfinals. They had to beat FIU. Who is FIU? I don't know who FIU is. But yeah, but you know they still have to play one, two, and then three more games to win. But you know they're number one, so there's a good chance that they'll
win the tournament.
Come out on top.
At least play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we have to keep an eye on them, Sam Houston. Okay.
Sam Houston.
All right. Next tournament conference for the conference tournament. How will we ask that? Conference tournament.
The next one is called the Horizon NCAA Horizon League. In that particular conference is Oakland, which I imagine is Oakland University, which is in Michigan.
Which is in where? Where is it?
Michigan.
Michigan. Oakland is in Michigan. Oh, I thought it was
Oakland
a California
University.
Team. It's Oakland University in Michigan. Okay.
Right.
All right.
So, Horizon is So in first place, it's Oakland University. In second place, Youngstown State. In third place, I think Youngstown is in Ohio. In third place, Wright State. That could be Detroit or, let's see, Wright State is, where's Wright State?
Wright State? Did you
Wright,
say Dwight?
W-R-I-G-H-T.
W-I-G-H-T. Okay.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, okay. Wright State. Okay.
Right. The Wright State Raiders. They are in Ohio. Yep. Green Bay. The next
Great.
In fourth place is Green Bay. In fifth place, Milwaukee. In sixth place, Northern Kentucky. In seventh place, Purdue, Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne, I'm pretty sure, is in Michigan. Cleveland State. They're all in that Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio area. Cleveland State, Robert Morris, IUPUI, and Detroit Mercy. What is IUPUI?
IUPUI?
IUPUI. University
is
Indiana. It's Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. That's what that stands for.
What?
Indiana
University, Purdue University in
Indianapolis.
Wow. They got a lot of schools mixed up in one school. I wonder if they did that intentionally.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't an accident, but, yeah, that's crazy. They just they couldn't decide. I guess they wanted to keep each school's brand. They said it's a collaboration between Indiana University and Purdue University. Yeah. So it's a collaboration. So they still are independent universities, but I don't know, maybe they're on the same campus. They must be on the same campus.
Yeah, okay. Indiana Purdue University, Indiana. Wow, that's a crazy
ride
to say. Okay, IUPUI, something like that.
IUPUI.
IUPUI. Okay. We
right.
got to put that on our list because we got to check to see if they make the tournament. Okay. IUPUI.
Right. So let's see. Let's see if I can get any information on their tournament. Not looking too good. Here we go. The tournament it finished Tuesday, and number one, Oakland University, defeated number six, Milwaukee. So Oakland University goes on to the March Madness bracket.
Okay, and that's Oklahoma from Houston? Is that where we said it was? Oklahoma from Houston? Oakland from Houston?
No one said Oklahoma or Houston.
Oakland
University.
Yeah.
Oakland.
What state is it from? Because I thought it was California State, but it's not. It's from Houston, Texas?
No. Oakland University is in it's in Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. Right. Oakland University from Michigan. All right.
Right.
You said they won the tournament. So they're going to the NCAA tournament. We got to see what position they place for the tournament to see if they're going to be playing a lot of good teams or playing a lot of unknown teams to work their way down to the Final Four. Oakland University. Okay.
Yep.
That should be an interesting one to remember. Okay. Oakland University. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
I got to go all over the world.
Big Nasty and DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the Pimp Count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Look at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, we're in the middle of doing the NCAA, the tournaments college basketball before the NCAA tournament. But we're taking a time out because I want to tell you a couple of jokes. Well, I had a friend that had a girlfriend with one eye and one leg. And I asked him, what did he call her? And he said he called her IHOP. Woo! There was a homeless turtle that crossed the road. Do you know why he crossed the road? Because he had to prove to the armadillo that it could be done. No, really. He had to cross to go to the Shell station. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because only God knows where the buttons are to take his coat off. No, not really. A bear wears a big fur coat because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! You know, I wrote a book, and they said it was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! You know, there was a boy that went into a pet store, and he asked the salesman if they sell sharks in the pet store. And the man said, no, we don't sell sharks. You got to go to an aquarium store to buy a shark. But why would you want to buy a shark anyway? And the boy said, well, I want to put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson. Woo! Did you hear that there was
a
man?
Can't go down no further. I'm going to stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm going to stick right here. Can't go.
Yeah, there was a man that got thrown out the zoo for feeding the birds. Do you know why he got thrown out the zoo? You don't know? You don't know? Because he was feeding the pigeons to the lions. Woo! Okay, back to the radio show, back to the NCAA tournament as we're going through for the conference picks for the NCAA. We're going through divisional tournaments right now, conference tournaments. Okay, DJ, back to the college basketball tournament.
Okay, let's see. We are...
You only have a few of them left.
We just finished Horizon. And so next up is Ivy League. In the Ivy League tournament, it's Princeton, Cornell. Princeton is number one. Cornell is number two. Yale is number three. Brown is number four. Harvard is number five. Columbia is number six. Penn is number seven. And Dartmouth is a number eight.
Okay. All of those colleges I've heard about, so I guess they've made the NCAA tournament at one time or another, so we'll see what happens. Have they started their tournament yet?
No, their tournament has not started yet.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the 17s in that tournament, so we'll have to go back and see how they do probably next week when we get to find out if that tournament started and what the positions of the team.
Yeah, they play this weekend. They play all their games this weekend. So we'll know on Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm rooting for Princeton because they usually have a good team. They always make the conference. They number like 50 in the draw, so they don't make it down to the top 25 teams. They're always up in the top 50th team. But if they win their tournament, they may get better positions this year in the NCAA tournament. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with Princeton. Okay. So what's up with the next tournament?
Right, yeah, I just pulled up last year's bracket, and Princeton, they only made it, they won their first game against Arizona, but they lost against, they beat Missouri, they lost against Creighton. So, you know, they got all the way to the Sweet 16, and they lost in the Sweet 16.
Oh, okay. Well, they showed up and showed out. Won three games in the NCAA tournament. That's good. So this year, maybe they'll go a little further. They may win a fourth game and go to the Elite Eight. So we'll have to see what happens. All right.
Yeah.
Good job for Princeton. All right. They're becoming a basketball legend now. People are transferring to Princeton to play basketball, instead of just going and getting straight A's and becoming doctors and lawyers. They're going and playing basketball. Okay. That's a good
anyway.
That's a good,
The next up is the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, MAAC. That conference has 11 colleges. College number one, or in number one is Quinnipiac. Number two is Fairfield. Number three is Marist. Number four is St. Peter's. Number five is Rider. Number six is Niagara. Number seven is Iona. Number eight is Mount St. Mary's. Number nine is Canisius. Number 10 is Manhattan. And number 11 is Siena. And they are about halfway through their tournament now. So who knows? They'll be done by this weekend also. So on Monday, probably a lot of these tournaments will be done. So we'll have some, we'll know who's going to be in the
NCAA tournament.
NCAA bracket, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned one of those colleges that I've never heard of. You said Emencia or Lamencia? Or Clemencia? I've never heard of them. What? What are they ranked in their tournament?
So I don't know which one you're talking about. There's a bunch of schools here that you probably never heard of. Quinnipiac is one of them. Marist is one of them. Canisius is probably the one you're trying to remember. And Siena.
Yeah. Clemencia? Is that how you pronounce it? Clemencia?
Canisius. It's Canisius, C-A, N as in Nancy, I, S as in Sam, I, U, S as in Sam. C-A-N-I-S-U-S. I-S-I-U-S, sorry. So C-A-N, can, I-S, is, can, is. I-U-S-E-S. Can-is-E-S. Canisius.
Okay. You're going to have fun saying that name. But anyway, we'll see if they make it to the tournament. Yeah, we'll see.
Canisius.
They make it to the Canisius. Okay. We'll put that on the list. And make it to the NCAA tournament. That'll be one for the books. I'm sure it'll get big national recognition if they make it to the tournament. And they do well. They're going to get all kind of good broadcasts all over the nation about Canisius. Wow. That's a name and a half. Okay. So what about the next concert, conference?
Let's see. Who's next? I was just trying to see who from the MAAC conference went to the Final Four last year. Went to the NCAA tournament last year. But anyway, next up is MAC. MAC is the Mid-American Conference. In that conference, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 12 teams. Toledo is number one. Akron is number two. Ohio, number three. Central Michigan, number four. Bowling Green, number five. Miami, Ohio, number six. Western Michigan, number seven. Kent State, number eight. Ball State, number nine. Eastern Michigan, number 10. NIU, number 11. And Buffalo is number 12. And where are they in their conference? They're about halfway through.
Okay.
Actually, they started. They start today.
Oh, okay. And how are they ranked? What's the top five ranked teams in that conference?
The top five teams are Toledo, Akron, Ohio, Central Michigan, and Bowling Green.
Oh, okay. So Ball State didn't make it. So we won't have to worry about Ball State. Let me see.
Well,
college has a funny name to it. Bowling Green. Did we say Bowling Green? Bowling Green made it.
Bowling Green is also in this conference, right?
Yeah.
They play today. They play Central Michigan today.
Okay. Bowling Green and Ball State. Okay, they got some interesting names in that conference for sure. Okay, let's move on.
Okay. I was trying to see if any of these schools, various ECU, Iona. No, Iona's in a different one. Thought I saw them in here.
Iona made it to the tournament last year?
Yeah. They're in the previous conference that we talked about. That's why I saw them. Yeah, they won their conference last year, Iona.
And then went to the NCAA tournament. Okay.
And I can't find who from this particular conference went, but then, you know what, that's all right. A lot of teams in here. Okay, next up is the Mideastern Athletic Conference. And that is, there's eight teams.
Norfolk State is number one. NC Central, North Carolina Central maybe. Howard University. South Carolina State. Morgan State. Delaware State, UMES. I'm not sure who they are. And
UMES.
Yeah. And
I can look it up. UMES. University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
University of Maryland Eastern
Shore.
Shore.
Eastern Shore. All right.
University of Maryland Eastern Shore. So I guess that's in the state of Maryland on the East Coast, and I guess it's a it's a seaport school because it's Eastern Shore, so it must be a beach school or something.
That would be a good deduction.
Okay.
So they started their tournament today, actually. So we know that Morgan State is playing Howard, and today also South Carolina State is playing Delaware State. Tomorrow, the winner of one of those games will play Norfolk State, and the winner of the other game will play North Carolina Central. That's because they started yesterday. Norfolk State beat Coppin State, and North Carolina Central beat MD Eastern, whatever that was. Anyway, they're halfway through.
MD Eastern? Is that what you said, MD Eastern?
Yeah, that's what it says here in this Maryland Eastern Shore. That's MD Eastern. Remember that school, UMES, University of Maryland Eastern Shore? Yeah.
Right.
They lost to North Carolina Central.
Okay. So Carolina is still dominating, even if it isn't in the other division. They're winning in every division that North Carolina is in. So that's good. I guess North Carolina is a big state. I guess they got a lot of colleges in North Carolina. I guess.
I'm not sure that it's a big state, but maybe they do have a lot of schools there.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll look it up.
Yeah, North Carolina, Atlanta, North Carolina, Rutgers, or something like that. They got North Carolina.
They have a lot.
North Carolina, not near.
There's a lot of schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top schools in North Carolina.
Like Texas, where they have schools popping up all over the place. Everybody was going to school in Texas. If you didn't go to college, you got dumped on. They said, hey, kid, you're going to college. You may be an idiot in high school. And you may not graduate from high school, but you're going to college. And the kids are going, oh, Daddy, I know you and Mama were brothers and sisters. And that's why I came out the way I did.
Yep.
I bet you don't know
okay.
which state has the most universities. You probably do know.
No. Let's see. Which state has the most universities?
Right. Also has the biggest economy.
Texas, and if it's not North Carolina, Florida. Florida probably got the most universities. No?
Nope.
Don't tell me it's California.
California
got the most universities.
Yeah.
Now, how is that possible? We need to tell all the black kids in California they need to be going to college. Because they got enough schools for them to pick a college to go to. They all should be going to college. We're trying to promote them, trying to push them to go to college. And since we got so many colleges in California, somebody should qualify for college. Everybody should qualify for college.
Qualify? What do you mean qualify?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
like pass the SAT and have a good enough grade, GPA, high school. Why do you think everyone should, you know what, I'm not going to argue. California has the most universities, but California also has the most, has the largest population in the U.S.
Okay.
Probably has one of the biggest economies of all the states as well, which is why we have the, probably why we have, and it's a coastal city. I think the...
Everybody wants to hang out at the beach. Yeah, right.
Well,
okay.
Well, I mean, no, it's just the coastal states typically tend to have more higher populations, like New York and, you know, D.C. States on the coast tend to have a higher population than states inside... That are not on a coast.
Why? Why would you say that being close to the water would generate more people or generate more schools?
Well, I mean, why is there more that's like asking, like, why are there more people in California than in Wyoming and Montana? Because in Wyoming and Montana, there's nothing. There's nothing. It's just, it's like open land. And in California, there's a lot of resources all up and down the state. So, so people gravitate to places where there's resources, where they can survive. It's really hard to live in those other places like Montana and Wyoming, North and South Dakota.
It's really hard for them to be mountain men and country girls. It's hard for them to survive in the wilderness and in the woods. Yeah, I guess so.
I've
heard
Greg.
A lot of stories
about
girls
harsh
that
weather
get
conditions.
Lost in the
yeah. Harsh weather conditions. You know, those are the states where they moved all of the native peoples to. They moved them to reservations in, like, Idaho and I'm not going to give you a history lesson, but they moved them there for a reason, because they were like Colorado and Idaho and Wyoming. And they moved them there for a reason, because there was nothing there. So,
that's interesting.
Anyway,
I never thought about it.
Anyway,
like that.
Okay, that's a history lesson from Dr. Gerard,
not G. Money,
anyway.
Dr. Gerard. Okay.
Next up,
carry on.
Is the mountain. Next up is the Mountain West Conference, which
we
talked about.
West
Conference.
Yeah,
Utah
that's
State
UNLV.
Is number one. Nevada, Reno is number two. Boise State is number three. UNLV is number four. San Diego State, number five. New Mexico is number six. Colorado State is number seven. Wyoming State, Fresno State, Air Force, and San Jose State. Now, these folks are half – well, they started their tournament yesterday. And so, yeah, they started their tournament yesterday. So they won't finish until Saturday or, yeah, until Saturday. So we'll see. We'll know on Monday how it goes.
Okay.
But we do know that UNLV is playing San Diego State today. In fact,
all right.
That game, let's see, that game might even be going on right now. It's basketball. Let me see. Scores. Who did I say? I said UNLV and San Diego State.
San Diego State.
It's UNLV is leading San Diego State 27-22. And they're just starting the second half.
Okay. 27-22, and they're just starting the second half? They only scored 27 points in the first half? Boy, they must be having a hell of a defensive struggle. They're playing defense. They're not trying to let anybody score. Nobody shoots the ball. Everybody blocks shots, and everybody steals the ball. There's no shooting going on. They're just playing defense. Wow. 27-22 at the end of the first half. That's college basketball. Wow. I hope they come out of it in the second half. UNLV goes on a three-point scoring range. Scoring drive, three-pointers. We'll have to see what happens on Monday or tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Next up is... do you talk one more? Talk any more about the Mountain West? Is Missouri Valley Conference, MVC. That has, can you hear me? Okay. That has Indiana State, Drake, Bradley, Belmont, UNI, I imagine University of Northern Indiana, Southern Illinois, Illinois State, Murray State, Missouri State, Evansville, which is in Illinois, UIC, and Valparaiso. Their tournament has already started, and I imagine it's already finished. Yep. Their tournament has finished, and who won? I don't know who won.
Oh, well. I don't know who won. Let's see if I can find it.
No, I cannot see. I don't know who won. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Drake. Oh, Drake won.
Okay. That's who won. So
Drake.
They were ranked number two, and they beat Indiana State and all those other teams. So Drake is moving on to the bracket.
Okay. Drake showed up.
Drake University, yeah.
What state is Drake in?
Oh, it's either in Indiana or Michigan. Let's see. Drake. Bulldogs are in, oh, they're in Des Moines, Iowa. In the Midwest. Mm.
And they beat Iowa State or Iowa University isn't in their division. It isn't in their conference for them to be number one in the conference. Because Iowa, the Hawkeyes is the team to beat in Iowa.
Okay. Yeah, they're not in this conference. So.
Okay. Well, we'll look for Drake going to the NCAA tournament, see who they play in the tournament. See if they get scheduled with an Iowa team.
Okay. Let's see. I think it's, are we going to do a story today?
Sure.
It's 4:15.
We can
do 4:15.
Okay. Yeah, let's do the story and get that out the way. And then we can come back and finish. How many conferences, how many tournaments do we have left?
A lot.
I know we won't.
We're not even halfway through.
We went through, we were supposed to go through like 50 tournaments altogether. And now you're saying we haven't even gone through half. And I know we did 20 tournaments today. Wow.
No, today we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We did 9 today. So, no, we didn't
That's
do
it?
20. We did 9.
We did 9 tournaments? That's all? Wow. Okay. So we did more than that. So that means yesterday,
nope.
I thought we did like 60, so we only did, what, 20 tournaments yesterday?
We did fewer yesterday. We probably only did about 5 yesterday on Tuesday, and probably about 5 on Monday.
Wow. Okay. I was just telling somebody today that they got a lot of colleges in the United States. Their white boys were popping up colleges all over the place because they're all white colleges.
Big business. Big business.
Yeah, I guess. Big business. Getting their kids to go to college. Get a scholarship. Go to college. Play ball. Go to college. Play football. Play basketball. I don't know what's up with baseball, though. I don't know if they got a lot of baseball teams at all of these colleges. But, yeah,
I'm sure they all have baseball teams.
The oldest sport. Yeah, because I think baseball is the oldest sport in America. they started playing baseball before they started playing basketball.
You want me to fact check?
You remember? Do I want to fact check that? Yes, do that. Let's see how accurate I am. Because they had the movie Field of Dreams, and they said if you build it, people will come. They started building baseball stadiums all across America, and people started coming. And baseball was the biggest sporting event in America until they started building big football stadiums. So baseball was the number one attraction.
Huh. So the earliest known reference to baseball is in a 1747 British publication.
1747? 1700s? They were playing baseball? Wow. Okay. Because football didn't start until like 1930 or something. So.
Yeah, it started in England. It said by the early 1830s, there were reports of a variety of uncodified ball and bat and ball games recognizable as early forms of baseball being played in North America. The first officially recorded baseball game in North America was played in Beachville, Ontario, Canada on June 4th, 1838. Been around for a while. Football, I don't think football's been around that while. That long.
Mm-hmm.
Or basketball.
Football started probably about 1930, and they played until 1960, and that's when they decided to make the Super Bowl. And they
football
joined the league together.
1869.
Really?
1869? Yeah. 1869. American football can be traced to earlier versions of rugby, football, and association football. But let's see. Yeah, in 1869 is when it, well, no. When it was recognized as football was 1869. As we know it today, 1869. So 1800s, yeah, and in baseball, did I already do baseball?
Yeah, it says 17 something.
Yeah,
baseball.
And basketball probably like the basketball's pretty.
That was eight. That was 19 something.
Yeah,
and Kansas was the first basketball school. Kansas.
Basketball began with its invention in 1891 in Springfield, Massachusetts, by Canadian physical education instructor James Naismith. 1891, bro.
Okay. Almost 1900. Yeah. That's when they started running around in shorts. They said, we don't have enough material to make baseball uniforms, and we ain't got no pads to make football gear, so we'll just play basketball. We're running around in shorts and a ball and a bucket.
Bro, you got an active imagination.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine how it developed. That's how they did it.
You have a very
they were playing baseball, and they were playing football already. So basketball was like, hey, let's try a game. We can run around in our shorts. You don't need to have a whole bunch of equipment. Just a basketball and a bucket. And that's what they did. And they put the bucket up on the wall somewhere. Then they said, hey, let's put this up about 10 feet high because we got some people that can jump. And they make it difficult for everybody else to play. So we got to make it so that it's even for all of the players. So let's move the basket up to 10 feet. Then see how many people can jump into the basket. Yeah. And when we get some jumpers and we get some taller people, then we can move the basket up again. Do you know they have a basketball court where they have a 20-foot basket? I think it's 20 feet. But, yeah, they had this basketball court where they had three different levels of baskets on their basketball court.
Wow.
Yeah. So you could shoot a basket at 10 feet and you get so many points for a 10-foot shot. And then you had like a 15-foot basket where you get so many points for a 15-foot shot. And then they had a 20-foot basket where you get so many points if you made a 20-foot shot. I'm trying to think if when I saw that, was it an actual game or it was like, I saw it at a county fair or something. I think that was one of the booths at the county fair. They had the baskets at three different levels, and you would shoot it, and you'd get different points at each level. I think that's where I saw it, at a state fair. Or a county fair somewhere.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Because I think we did it in California. I remember going someplace and shooting the basket, and they had all different levels of the basket. And I was like, wow, that's different. And, of course, I was trying to shoot the 20-footer. You had to throw the basketball up to get it to 20 feet in the air. It was like it wasn't just a jump shot. You had to throw it to get it to go up. All right. Where are we on the radio show then? How much time do we have? We're going to play our story now.
25.
Okay. Let's play our story. And then we can shut the show down with the birthdays.
All right.
I'm a secondary education teacher in Compton Unified School District. I'm teaching sixth grade, and I've been the teacher for a whole semester, and I've been implementing discipline in my class, and I've been working with the kids, and we've come to an understanding that what I said goes, And my kids have learned that they've been very disciplined and they've been obeying and they've been doing the right thing. And I decided that I wanted to reward them for being good in school. So I had decided that my kids had been very good. So after lunch, I called the pizza company, and I had pizzas delivered to my classroom. And I had gone across the street to the dairy, and I had picked up some bottles of fruit punch. And I brought those into the class with some cups. And so I passed out cups for all the students, and then I had a couple of kids walk around and fill their cups with punch. And then I had kids line up and come up to my desk and get two slices of pizza from the pizza box. And I had five pizzas, giant pizzas, that I had bought for my students. So we had pizza for all of the kids. And while they were in the room eating pizzas, I had gone outside and I was watching the other kids from the other class. They were going to the bathroom and they were coming back and forth into the building, and so I was watching their behavior while they were outside. So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mama had her red hair in two ponytails, and she looked like Pippi Longstocking, and she looked so cute, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling, and she was the youngest girl in my sixth grade class, so I really looked after her. I really cared for her like she was my special child. And she had come out on the steps of the bungalow to talk to me while I was standing outside watching the other kids running around. And she came out and she was talking to me. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy from the class next door walked out, and he went under the bungalow and reached under the steps to my bungalow, and he reached up and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes, and I lost it. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. Well, I was furious, and I said I was going to catch him. And I took off running after this little boy, and every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right, and I would slide by him because I had street shoes on, and he was running in tennis shoes. So I would slide on by him, and then I'd start running again, and I'd get ready to grab him again, and he'd fake to the left, and I'd slide on by him. And I'd start running again real fast, and I'd get ready to catch him again, and he'd fake to the right, and I'd slide on by. And I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to catch him, and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and I was chasing him around the schoolyard. And he ran into the boys' bathroom. And I ran to the door, and I saw he was getting ready to go out the back door. And there were some eighth grade boys that were in the bathroom that were coming out the bathroom. And I said, catch him. Catch his little butt. And they said, who? I said, there's a sixth grader in there. Catch him. When you get a chance, catch him. Don't let him out the bathroom. Because I want him bad. And so they went and they caught him in the bathroom and they pulled him out and they gave him to me. And I grabbed him by his head. I took my hands and I squeezed his head like I was trying to flatten his brain. I just squeezed his ears and I picked him up by his head. And I carried him to the principal's office. And while I'm carrying him to the principal's office, he's kicking me in the stomach. He's kicking me in the chest. And I wouldn't let go. I shook him and I held him in the air and I shook him. And I said, you bad little boy, I'm taking you to the principal. And the principal's going to deal with you. And I took him down the hallway, and he was hollering and screaming as I walked down the hallway, and all the kids were looking out the door, and they were like, whoa, Mr. G done got somebody. And I was like, yeah, I'm taking your bad butt to the principal. And I walked him all the way to the principal's office. So I'm walking down the hallway, and I got this kid. I'm holding him by his head. I'm squeezing his ears in, trying to flatten his brain, because he just pissed me off. He wet up my little student in her class, and she got an all-white outfit. Now it got punch all over it. I'm upset. And I carry him down the hall, and he's kicking me in the chest, and he's screaming and hollering and making a nuisance of himself while I take him to the office. And I'm saying, I'm taking you to the office, and I hope the principal punishes you by calling your mother or your father, and they give you a good whooping when you get home. For acting disciplinary, acting bad in the school and messing with that little girl's cute little outfit. I'm like, man, and he's kicking me and everything, and I'm just furious. So we're going down the hallway, and everybody's looking out the hallway, and they're like, whoa, Mr. G got somebody. Whoa, this dude is going to get in trouble. And I go in and I drop him off at the office, at the principal's office, and I tell the principal, all right, handle him. Deal with him because he's been bad, and you need to chastise him, punish him for acting bad and for being bad. So I think you should do something to him. And I throw him in the chair in front of the principal's office, and I walk out. And I'm walking back down the hall, and I'm huffing, and I'm puffing, and I'm mad, and I could have steam coming out of my nose and out of my ears. I'm just so mad because this kid just really upset me. Plus, he made me chase him. So I'm really mad because he made me chase him all around the school before I caught him. So I'm just furious, and I'm walking back to my classroom where my kids are in there eating pizza and drinking punch, and they're being very good. And I walk down the hall, and this little bad little boy comes running by me. And he's talking about, I didn't get in trouble. The principal didn't do nothing to me. In fact, he gave me a sucker. And I see this kid eating this big old sucker. And I'm like, what? He got rewarded for being bad? I'm like, oh, come on. I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. This is a discipline. This is definitely not the type of school I was raised in, where if you act bad, you get punished. You don't get a reward. You don't get a sucker. And you don't get sent back to class without any discipline. That was ridiculous. I was so mad. I was like, oh. And this little kid just taunted me. He just came by and just stuck his tongue out at me and go, I didn't get in trouble. And I got a sucker. And I was like, oh, little boy, you are so bad. I just can't believe it. So he went, and I walked back to my class, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to even think about this little boy. And I went back to my class, and my kids were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. They were eating pizza and drinking punch. And they were very quiet and very well behaved, and I was very proud of them.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine. Blow my mind.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, don't mind.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons. And I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool and we'd be racing. And this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful. She swam and she floated so good, she could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes, and we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine. Don't mind.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine. So fine. Don't mind.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance. And we grew up together, even though we went to different high schools. We were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though. Her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some cooking.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These bodies of death. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These money got girls all over the world. These money guys hold in all area codes. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up to her big butt just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wee! Look at those big, pretty titties.
Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old butt.
Rentina got a big old butt.
Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butts.
Oh, wait. Yeah, woo, you're looking good to me. I like that girl, because she had a big juicy booty.
Brenda got a big old butt. Jeffrey got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Martha got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt.
Rose got a big old buzz. Wendy got a big old buzz. Renee got a big old buzz. Diane got a big old buzz. Mary got a big old buzz. Francis got a big old buzz. All my girls got big old buzz.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
Big booty girls run the world. All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls. I love you with a
butt.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lake in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights red rocks that glow so fine. I'm looking down on red rocks. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good.
I'm G Money, the pimp camera. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You're with us, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere, because I got some people to see and some places to go, don't you know? So I want to give a shout out to all of the fans, the followers of the radio show, and my fan club members and my friends that are following the radio show. So I want to acknowledge their birthdays today, because today is their special day. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and then let's give recognition to all of the people that are celebrating their birthdays today on the 14th of March. And we want to give them their recognition, because today is their special day. And then I'm going to sing a birthday song, and we're out of here. I'll see you guys again tomorrow on Friday's radio show. So have a good day.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. March 14th, 2024. Happy birthday to James Goff. Happy birthday to Colleen. Corey Kirk. Happy birthday to PBS West Web Guy. Happy birthday to Sabrina McClurge. Happy birthday to Jazzy B. Happy birthday, Golden Phoenix. Happy birthday, Juan Harris. Happy birthday, Tiffany Pompey. Happy birthday, Billy Brown. Happy birthday, Felicia Collins. Happy birthday, Stacey Pugues. And last but not least, happy birthday to Otashi Golden. That's it for birthday. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, March 14th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on March 14th, 3 days before St. Patrick's Day. Make sure you get your green together, and people are going to be pinching you if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day. So just a warning, just to let you know, so that you can get ready in time. All right, well, we want to wish happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on March 14th. And I know God has given you all of his graciousness and his glory, and he allowed his son to die for our redemption, so that we can have a good life after death. I want to say happy birthday to everybody. And I have a birthday song I want to sing, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. May you have a good day and everlasting days to come. May you have every birthday celebration that's due you in the glory of our Lord and Savior. Amen. So have a happy birthday today. Celebrate with your family and friends. And may it be a blessing to all of you that are celebrating your birthday today. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'm out till tomorrow. See you on Friday's radio show. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer. And all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.